again, I think what they're really going after is the desperate people. If you're really desperate, you're just going to want to get access to cash any way that you can, and it's no different than a payday lender, where they're charging egregious interest rates and percentages on this. And again, we're only talking about a 2% appreciation. If the home were to appreciate like it did in 2020, 2021, heck, even 2022, home values are still going up, which I think is going to... Welcome to another episode of the Replace University Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Michael Lush. Today, I am going solo because I want to talk about something, one specific topic that I've seen trendy in the last several years. It's fairly new to the banking scene. It's home equity agreements. So I wanted to go solo today. That way, I can do a deeper dive on this and it not be a discussion. Please excuse the voice. Every now and then, I'm going to cough because I'm coming down with something, but I'm going to fight through it. Also, I have the other host here, which is this lovely fake fern that will also be in the... Is it in the picture? Okay. Sorry. I'm just trying to give myself a little bit of levity because I've got low energy right now. But anyways, home equity agreement. Don't think of this as a home equity line of credit or a home equity loan. This is entirely different, right? And you're going to see a lot of companies that have not only already come out with this, but even more come out with this. And I'll explain here in a little bit why more and more companies are getting into this. I'll go ahead and spill the beans. It's extremely profitable for them. And if you've listened to any of my other videos, you know that you don't follow the profits. If you do follow the profits, at least follow the money back to its original source. Profits come from consumers overspending. So that's another reason why we like home equity lines of credit. Bankers don't typically get a commission doing home equity lines of credit. If they do, it's like maybe $100. Maybe it's a point system where they get a bonus at the end of the year. If they get X amount of checking accounts, savings accounts, and home equity lines of credit open up, they just don't get a commission on it. Because where do big commissions come from? They come from big profits. Where do profits come from? Comes from consumers overspending. Vice versa, look at the mortgage world. Mortgage loan officers get big commissions. I lived in that world for over 17 years. So if you're doing a mortgage, you get a big commission. Where do commissions come from? Big profits in mortgages. That's why it's so prevalent. That's why 99% of you Americans are consuming mortgages today, is because that's what's being advertised. That's what's being branded to you. I mean, look at the Super Bowl. How many ads did we see for mortgage companies? I don't know how many. Actually, I can't think of one, but I'm sure there was one. There's always a few, right? Because mortgages are very, very profitable in the banking system. But we don't have to follow that model. Here's another product that has hit the scene, and it's called a home equity agreement. So let me break this down and really explain to you, one, what it is, but also mathematically, what it does either for you or against you. So one, they're labeling it as it's not a loan. So this is something that you could take out for a year. I actually did this myself, where I created myself as a lead for a company, and I won't name the name of the company, but it was just one. If you just Google home equity agreement, you'll see in all the sponsored posts on Google, all these companies that are sponsoring these posts. So it was one of the top ones I clicked on, and I gave them my information, a little bit of my information, just so I could see what the terms and conditions were of this loan. So now my phone's probably going to get blown up. I know my email's already gotten blown up. But what the way they're advertising this and the way that they're marketing this is it's not a loan. It's not a loan, probably because there are no payments. So the one that I did, you had the ability to do a one-year term or a 10-year term, right? And during that 1 year or 10-year, there's absolutely no payments. Now, there is not an interest rate, per se, attached to this because they make their money on the back end. I'm going to explain to you what that means. So they become partial owners. The lender does. They become partial owners of your property. They will sit in second lien position. So let's say you already have a mortgage or a home equity line of credit in first lien position. Then they will go in second lien position so that when you sell the property, that's when they get their profits. So that's when they make their money, is when you sell or pay off. You do have the ability to refinance this and pay them off, just like you do any mortgage or any lien position. You could take out equity loans or home equity lines or business lines of credit and pay it off earlier. However, when you get into the math of it, it's They're really preying on people that are desperate. Let's say, because another thing is you don't have to have perfect credit. So when I structured mine just to see what the terms and conditions were, I was truthful. You know, how much equity I had in my home, what my credit score is, and all of that. I would imagine the terms and conditions are going to be substantially worse the lower your credit is, but this one particular one said that you can have as low as a 500 credit score. So this is essentially a payday lender, and you'll see why when we break down the math of it. So low credit, desperate, and the reason why I say desperate is you're going to see that you would have to be desperate to take out one of these loans. I'm not saying that there could not be a circumstance or a good use of this, but it would have to be a really good business plan that you would have to come up with in order to take money from this lender to actually, for this to become a good source for you. So here was my scenario. So I started off saying I have $700,000 of equity in my home and that I have good credit. Now, it only gave a couple buckets to fill. And I think it was anything over 700. You just click on that bucket, so it could be 850. You're still in the over 700 bucket. That was good credit. So of that 700,000 of equity that I have in my home, with good credit, this is how much they were willing to give me. Now, it's also advertising that it's fast. And I could see why, because you're probably not doing nearly as much documentation and it's not a true closing. They will do a value. They will do an appraisal on your home to determine if that's truly how much equity you have. Okay, so I don't yet know if that appraisal fee is something that is passed on to you or it's something that they take on the chin. More than likely, to increase profits, they're going to pass any type of closing costs, lender fees, or appraisal fees on to you as the consumer, just like you do in mortgages, right? So $150,000 is all I could access with really good credit. And for the average American, that's a heck of a lot more equity, right? That's a lot of equity. So I'm only getting, 21.4% of my equity is all I'm getting access to, right? Now, here's the other thing. They are making their money when you sell or pay off, but it's not on today's value. It's of the value when you sell. So here, we're going to assume a 2% appreciation rate. And again, I said it could go 1 year or 5 years. So I'm going to go with 5 years here. Let's just go something in the middle. This is a 5-year term. Their share, this is where it gets egregious. Okay, so you take out $150,000. However, their share at payoff would be just a little north of $339,000. So you get access to $150,000 of your money out of your home, and then when you pay it off in 5 years, that's the share that they take, which ends up being almost 14%. It's 13.98% HV being home value. So you just signed a document that allows someone else to be a participant in ownership of your home that is now going to take 14% of the future home value when you sell in 5 years. I mean, look at this. $150,000 to pay back $339,000. That is an annualized cost of 17.75%. So again, it's not a loan because you're not making payments to it. So that's kind of what they're disclosing to you here is, hey, this isn't a loan, even if you got imperfect credit, which again, I go back to, if you don't have good credit, I wonder what these numbers really look like. But who is willing to take out a 17% loan? That's really what you have to ask yourself. And that's an annualized cost because that's essentially what that equates to. You took out $150,000, but you're paying back $339,000 on the future value. Now, what if your appreciation was actually higher? What if it was 4%? What if it was 5%? Then this number grows, right? Now let's look at a 1 year. So let's do a 1 year. Their annualized cost is actually 20.9%, or you pay back $181,350. So very similar. They're taking a lot of nuggets out of the mortgage industry, because what happens in a mortgage in the first 5 years? Predominantly interest-only payments. You're not actually paying more principal than you are interest for at least 18 and a half years into that amortized 30-year mortgage before the payments attack more principal than it does interest. So they're taking a page out of that playbook and saying, okay, if we're going a shorter term, then we want to have a higher annualized cost. So they're getting almost 21%. But here, obviously cheaper, because the home can only appreciate so much in 1 year. That's what I thought back in 2021 when I sold my house. But you're paying $31,000, over $31,000 of interest. I'm going to call it a loan. They don't call it a loan, on the $150,000. Now, some of the verbiage on their website is saying this is good if you know what to do with the money, if you have an investment strategy. Even Dave Ramsey does not have an adequate investment strategy that would outperform those. Even the mythical mutual fund that he talks about, right? That even the money guys that are also here in Franklin talk about, that they try to put together and deconstruct what he's talking about, how he's got his mutual fund set up in different indices and equities in the market. They could not come up with what he's talking about. But even if you came up with what he's talking about, this is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. So I wanted to break this down. This, again, is a home equity agreement. I can't think of too many scenarios where this is going to make sense for the borrower. And again, I think what they're really going after is the desperate people. If you're really desperate, you're just going to want to get access to cash any way that you can. And it's no different than a payday lender, where they're charging egregious interest rates and percentages on this. And again, we're only talking about a 2% appreciation. If the home were to appreciate like it did in 2020, 2021, heck, even 2022, home values are still going up, which I think is going to settle down a bit. Actually, I had a buddy that went to Whistler, Canada, and listened to Ray Dalio and probably 11 other economists. And the consensus was 11 out of 12 of those economists is that 2,000 to 4,000 banks are currently insolvent. So in the next 12 to 18 months, these banks are either going to roll up under larger regional banks or national banks, or just fold altogether. So they're insolvent right now. And actually what they're saying is that real estate values are going to go down. Now, this kind of goes against the grain of anything that I was thinking logically, because you have lots of people sitting on the sideline, lots of pent-up demand of people wanting to own a home. And for every interest rate that drops, you're going to have millions of more people entering the market and say, now it makes more sense for me to buy a home. Well, the more buyers you have with still lack of inventory, it should shoot up the real estate prices. However, that's not what these economists are saying. And I'm not an economist, so I only have to take their cliff notes and kind of lean on them for what may be coming in the marketplace. So that could actually benefit you in a scenario like this, is if your home value actually goes down. That could actually reduce the cost of this. That is the only scenario that I think could actually make sense is for you to get access to this, is if you think and basically bet, it's like roulette, you got to bet on black, right? Is that you're expecting that your home value is going to plummet and you go ahead and get access to it. But if you have good credit and you have the income, why would you settle for $150,000 of your $700,000 at this when you could just get a home equity line of credit, especially on a promo rate? You know, anywhere from 2 to 4, 5, 6%. Yes, I said promo rate. I'm not talking about your standard variable rate HELOC that's maybe 7, 8, 9% right now. You could get a promo rate, but why would you say I'm only going to get access to 20.4% of my equity when I could get access to 90% of it at a fifth or a fourth the interest rate? So again, just don't fall victim to this. And again, it's called a home equity agreement, not to be confused with home equity line or home equity loan. Hope this helps. Y'all take care. God bless.